It's Wednesday, 3rd of July, over here on Barra, and it's 9 a.m. and I'm standing looking right across the bay, that is Castle Bay, that is a town, a little town off Castle Bay, and looking at Kizzymuck Castle, which sits, very small castle by the way, which sits on a rocky outcrop in the bay. It's a kind of dreich morning, drizzly rain, but some bright skies here and there. Compare that to yesterday. Yesterday was a dismal, dreich, dire, terrible day weather-wise yesterday. Of course, took some consolation in the fact that most of the country being Scotland, that is, was having much the same weather. So it was pretty dreich all day long. Not many people, in fact, very, very few people out walking or cycling, or there wasn't even one kayak out in the bay here. Popular bay for kayaking because it's a sheltered bay. And you can kayak around the island. I'm hoping to do that this week if the weather picks up well enough. Feeling very refreshed this morning. We're having a great night's sleep in our accommodation. And we actually got up at 7 this morning. I woke earlier to hear the Calmac Ferry with the title The Lord of the Isles, which docked here last night and then headed off about 7 a.m. this morning to go up to Eriski before heading back over the main body of water to Oban. But yesterday, although I did say it was a dreich, very, very dreich day, terribly in fact, we decided we were still going to catch the local bus, the wee buses that run over here, and go up to the airport where we landed on Monday because they had a what looked like a wonderful cafe and a great smell. It was in home baking, so we decided we'd go up there. It's about 12 miles, I think. May not be that, but it just seems that on these single track roads. And I happened to be speaking to our landlady and mentioned the fact we were going down. She said, well, I'm going to into the town to Castle Bay, which is basically half a mile from where the accommodation is. I'm looking straight across to Castle Bay at the moment. You could, good enough, you could skim a stone across to it. She says, and what I'll do, I've got my granddaughter with us for the school holiday, so if you want, I'll take you up to the airport. And I said, no, not at all. But we'll manage it. We'll get the bus up somehow. She says, no, it's not a problem. So she actually drove us all the way up to the airport where she had brought us all the way down from on the Monday. So they dropped us off and we went in and had a lovely fish tea. It's a gorgeous wee place, looking right over the beach where the aeroplane lands. Mind you, didn't see much of it yesterday because it was blowing rain. But the girl that ran it and her assistant lady, they were wonderful, really friendly. And we had a good wee blare with them. And we mentioned the fact we're trying to get a bus to go back down the other side of the island and back round to Castle Bay on the west coast. And they said, oh, you don't get many buses now, there's school holidays. So there you go, we found out another wee thing about here, the isolation that can happen. But she said, if you want to start walking, you can. You just on my left, somebody will stop and take you down, guaranteed. Well, a fair old hiking in that weather. I thought, no, I won't do that. And this lovely old lady who was sitting talking to the flybee attendant, who we found out was called Janet, and later on found out that this wonderful old lady in her late 80s called Morag McNeil said, if you wait till I have my wee chat with Janet and a bowl of soup, I'll take you down. And I said, well, that's fantastic, thanks very much. So anyway, we hung about outside in a shelter bit, and when it came out, it turned out Janet was her niece. Everybody knows everybody here, by the way. And She drove us down now at her age. She was extremely conny. In fact, a couple of times we thought we were going to end up in the drink or in another car on these single track roads with wee bypass basic places. But she drove us all the way down and told us all about this wee house. That house belongs to... In fact, she actually told us the one just up by the airport was Compton Mackenzie's house. And his, I think it was his son, was actually in the restaurant where we were in, and we didn't know that. So there you go. She slowed down and pointed out so many. It was like a tourist. Someone taking you around on a wee tourist trip, and all she was doing was just driving us down. But she was born and bred here, and then she lived in, with her husband in Aberdeen. Then they moved to Edinburgh, which she didn't like so much. Her husband died, unfortunately, 3 years ago, and so she's come over to see the family. Drove her car right over from Oban over in the ferry, and still driving about this island. It's amazing at her age. But anyway, she stopped at one wee place. It was a cemetery, a graveyard at the side of the road, and started to sob a wee bit. Oh my God, we did feel sorry. She says, that's my husband's grave there. Died 3 years ago. It was a lovely, poignant moment, actually. And then she eventually brought us down here and dropped us off where we wanted, and it was fantastic. And lo and behold, we bumped into her a wee while later in the town, and she was going for a coffee and invited us for a coffee. And what a wonderful, wonderful place. She says, oh, I'll see you through the week. Don't worry, we'll bump into each other. And she says, I recognised you by your shorts. The only man on Barra today wearing shorts. That was a lovely thing. But anyway, we were trying to find out the buses, and we happened to notice one of the wee shuttle buses running about. The timetable here is abysmal to understand. So I had to flag the girl down and go on board the bus, get out of the rain, and ask her to explain the timetable. Oh, she was really nice and drove us back into the main part of the town, and wouldn't take a penny for it. And we went into a wee store, and we were no sooner in the store than she came in to get her messages. Lo and behold, 2 minutes later, the girl who had served us our meal up in her cafe at the airport came in and got her messages, and everybody started blethering, and Mary was having a great old chat with them about it, and about the giant cruise ship that had been in the day before. We seen it, and they were ferrying people all day long in and out to Kismo Castle. It turned out that it wasn't a cruise ship as such. It was one of those giant floating hotels where you buy and pay for your own apartment or apartments, and apparently there was a few millionaires on board, and one old guy owned, I think, so many apartments or rooms on one deck. He was a multi-millionaire, and I'll tell you a wee story about that. The owner of the wee shop we were in said, yeah, this old guy came in and he was looking at the soft drinks, and he said, don't you have any Coca-Cola? She says, no, or Pepsi-Cola. And she says, no, the most popular one here for everybody is Coca-Cola. We've only one can of Pepsi. And he says, oh, that's a shame. She says, well, after all, she says, we've got to go with the demand, and the demand is for Coca-Cola. He says, yeah, that's a shame. He says, I own half shares in Pepsi-Cola. Oh, wonderful, wonderful stuff. And we're bumping into people who are so friendly, who want to just do everything for you for nothing. And, you know, you expect that kind of thing up here or up in the Highlands, which we've experienced in the Highlands. But to be honest, everybody here has been... I think they would come and make your dinner for you and everything. It's just wonderful. So that's how things are going, an update here. Okay, more a travelogue than morning thoughts now, I guess. But I'll have to wait and upload all this stuff when I get back home. Unless I'm fortunate and find a means of doing it in betwixt times. So today, our plan is to catch that wee bus and go down to the other island of Vatersea and spend 2 or 3 hours down there and come back. Loads of things coming up at the weekend. There's the Blessing of the Ships and Achille and a few other things. So if the weather just picks up, it'll be wonderful. So I guess I'll speak to you again soon. I best go and sign off now. I want to have another wee coffee and see if Mary's got her hair dried yet, and we'll get ready for the wee bus. Lazy holiday, an absolute lazy holiday, and it's wonderful here. absolutely beautiful, even if it is a wee bit dreich. But I now see a minibus with the kayaks pulling up over in the harbour, so I guess with the camera water and the camera air, they've got some trips on today, and hopefully I can get in one of those kayaks this week and take some film kayaking around Kismill Castle in the bay, without falling in, of course. Speak again soon.